We've been looking at the story of Matt Shepherd, the rugby player whose dog, Mr. Boots, his spaniel, ate his passport just a couple of weeks before he was due to fly off with his rugby team to do a Spanish tour.
Just imagine I'm going to his coach. Oh, I'm really sorry, I can't come. Why? My dog ate my passport.
Mr. Boots ate my passport. But you had evidence of it. He was canny enough to get a video to show everybody. So we want to know your genuine my dog ate stories. Well, Darren has called us. And when we first spoke to Darren, he said, I've got a story to top them all. I've got the best story. So we've got him lined up. We can't wait to hear this. Darren, go on. Tell us your story, mate.
Not many, 3 years ago, I'm working late as a fuel tanker driver. I eventually get home. My wife throws an impromptu hogmanay party for the local village at our house.
As you
so
do.
So she comes out and says, what do you want to eat? You're going to have to cut logs for the fire. You're going to have to hoover the hall. I'll do the windows, la, 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 la. So out in the conservatory garage type thing, and I'm cutting logs for the real fire, and I've got my chop saw out, and I'm cutting away. My phone rings. I've got my phone on my shoulder, my head crunched over, talking on the phone, cutting the logs. My wife comes through and says, well, what are you wanting for tea? And then all of a sudden, just a splatter of blood up my T-shirt, up my face, over the ceiling.
What?
Blood on the circular saw. I've taken 3 fingers off.
Oh, what?
So, oh, I didn't see the story going this way.
I thought it was a dog one.
Well, yes, run away in the hall, get a towel, phone the ambulance. I'm at the kitchen sink, blood pouring out. The ambulance appears, turns round. The paramedic says, right, where's the fingers? We might be able to put them back on. It's a clean cut.
What?
Turn around and there's blood all over the cheeks of the dog.
No!
Oh, no!
Your dog ate your fingers!
My dog ate my 3 fingers.
All three of them?
Yeah, gone.
A dog got the fingers. Unbelievable!
Oh, I don't know what to say!
And you know what the worst part is?
What?
I was in Nine Wells in lying in recovery ward after them fixing my healing, you know, stitching up the fingers. And I had to get home. I couldn't, it was just bedlam in there on Hogmanay, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So I paid nearly £200 for a taxi home, walks in my house, and the bloody party's still going. She threw the party regardless. I'm lying in a recovery ward, and the party went ahead.